Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance, and I'm joined in the studio by KALW's Ben Trefney with a regional news update. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, Kevin. Well, more than a dozen firefighters were overrun by flames while trying to protect a fire station in rugged mountains near the Central California coast yesterday. One was in critical condition. The injuries came as military hospitals rescued more than 150 people stranded in a burning forest in the middle of the state. This is the Creek Fire, Kevin. It is currently at over 150,000 acres. It's growing fast, and it is 0% contained. Overall, there's more than two dozen major fires that are burning, and PG&E has turned off power to 172,000 customers to try to prevent more blazes. Meanwhile, Governor Gavin Newsom says this current record-breaking wildfire year underscores the need not only for innovation in wildlands management, but also for an increased commitment in the battle against climate change. 2.3 million acres have already burned this year. Newsom told reporters at a news conference yesterday, California will lead, in his words, quote, in the absence of federal leadership, unquote.
I say this lovingly, not as an ideologue, but as someone who prides himself on being open to argument, interested in evidence, but I quite literally have no patience for climate change deniers.
Newsom says that what were once considered radical predictions of the effects of climate change have come true faster than anyone imagined and cannot be considered radical anymore. The governor told climate change deniers, quote, you may not believe it intellectually, but your own eyes, your own experiences tell a different story, unquote. And as I mentioned, PG&E says it is executing smarter and shorter power shutoffs after receiving widespread criticism last year when it turned off electricity to 2 million Californians to prevent its equipment from sparking wildfires. The outages began Monday night to about 167,000 homes and businesses and expanded by a few thousand. They're the first by Pacific Gas and Electric since critics blasted a series of shutoffs a year ago as poorly executed and overly broad. PG&E said better weather forecasts and updates to its grid, including sectionalizing devices, allowed the utility to be more targeted this time. Governor Gavin Newsom says he's looking into a large gathering of thousands of people at the state capitol that happened earlier this week. The California Highway Patrol estimates up to 3,000 people attended a worship service and concert at the capitol on Sunday. Video of the event shows most attendees packed together and not wearing masks.
It does not help to have thousands and thousands of people not practicing physical distancing or social distancing, not wearing masks. In fact, quite the contrary. Quite literally, someone can lose their lives. And I know that's not the intent of anyone that organizes these events, but it may be the outcome.
Governor Gavin Newsom, state and county public health guidelines require mask wearing when social distancing is not possible, even outdoors. A CHP spokesperson says the event was permitted for up to 1,000 participants and that the agency will review its permitting guidelines. And two Bay Area counties have moved from purple to red under the governor's new color-coded system for monitoring COVID. KALW's Joshua Sirodiak reports.
Yesterday, Governor Newsom provided an update on the state's new system for tracking COVID cases. It's a color-coded map of the state's counties that replaces the old county monitoring list. The new system splits counties' progress with the virus into four different tiers, from purple, meaning the most severe COVID case count, to yellow, meaning a county has minimal COVID cases.
You're coming out of this.
The plan also lays out guidelines for how businesses and schools can operate at every tier. Newsom announced that five counties were moving from the state's purple tier into the less stringent red tier. That includes two Bay Area counties, Santa Clara and Santa Cruz. In total, six counties in the Bay Area are in the purple and four are in the red. Under this new plan, counties can only move to a new tier if they've met that color's criteria for 2 weeks. Newsom said that delayed action is important because after a holiday weekend like the one we just had, we often see a surge in transmission a few weeks later.
And as a consequence, we are very cautious in terms of our approach as we move forward.
The state will be giving an update every Tuesday as to county's progress in this color-coded system. In Sacramento, I'm Joshua Sirodiak, KALW News.